Moncrief on News Talk.
We all know exercise is great for our mind and our bodies, but how can it affect your skin? I'm joined now on the line by Professor Katrina Ryan, consultant dermatologist with the Institute of Dermatologists. Good afternoon, Katrina.
Good afternoon, Fionnuala.
What role does exercise play in maintaining or potentially exacerbating our skin health?
Well, I think exercise has so many effects, and there is, you know, without a doubt, the positives far outweigh any sort of downsides of exercising. So exercise in general is the best medicine we can have in any way. You know, when you look at like health span, longevity, our overall health, it has so many positive benefits for us. With the skin, it's funny, a lot of people think exercise is bad for your skin. There's, you know, when it comes to sun exposure, that can be the case. If people are out running for or cycling for, you know, very long periods of time without sunblock, then of course you can get sun damage, sunburn, more cumulative sun exposure. That's something that's very easily mitigated with sunblock. The benefits of exercise, though, in general, increasing blood flow to the skin, in increasing oxygenation of the skin, really has positive effects. It supports collagen, hyaluronic acid production, improves dermal thickness, and anything actually when it comes to physical resistance and weight bearing in general helps our bone structure everywhere really, which you know helps the you know prevent against things like volume loss. So in you know overall, exercise improves our skin quality. We also know that exercise reduces inflammation in the body in general, and that includes skin inflammation. So we see that in lots of different skin conditions. When people exercise more, their skin conditions improve, and that goes for just things like skin breakouts as well. So lots of benefits that way. There are other indirect things. So if you think about the positive impact that exercise has on your sleep and on your stress levels, they'll indirectly help your skin quality overall as well. So I would be very much an advocate for exercise improving your overall health, and indirectly because of that, your skin.
Yeah, it's all connected, isn't it? I think it's interesting the you highlighting there that regular exercise, obviously we're reducing our inflammation, we're increasing the blood flow. I feel like there's this idea that, you know, obviously when you exercise, generally speaking, you sweat. So I think sometimes people can maybe avoid it or try to go for something a little bit more impact so that they sweat less because perhaps they suffer with acne. But you're saying that regular exercise can actually help people with acne.
Yeah, help inflammation in the body in general. Now, obviously, clean your face afterwards. That goes without saying. If you have a warm, clammy environment, you know, especially if you're going to the gym with makeup on and whatnot, you need to cleanse your skin afterwards. But there should be no increase in acne breakouts if you're doing that. So there are, I do have patients, one of the conditions I see happen sometimes is something called folliculitis, where people have little tiny acne bumps on their back, their chest. You often see it in males, sometimes in their scalp. And you'll ask them, you know, are you showering in the gym? And they say, well, actually, no, you know, I often do it, you know, and I'm guilty of this myself. I'll go home, you know, potter around, sort out my emails, you know, eat before I manage to get into the shower. And during that time, the healthy bacteria on your skin surface can multiply in that warm, clammy environment. So do, if you're prone to that, shower straight away in the gym or after exercise. But outside of that, no. I would always encourage people to exercise as much as possible, actually, rather than avoid it because of skin.
Okay, I want to go back though. Are you saying then that it's okay to wear makeup to the gym? Because I have a concerned texter whose friend is getting very involved in their lives by all accounts, saying you can't be wearing makeup to the gym. It's really bad for your skin. You're the expert.
Oh,
what do you say?
I haven't caught dead without makeup on, even though I have, you know, I personally think I have great skin. It's just sort of part of it's part of my uniform almost. So I don't think I've ever gone to the gym without makeup on. So as long there's nowadays our makeup is very different. So nearly every makeup is non-comedogenic, oil free, which means non-blackhead forming. It doesn't clog your pores. So by all means, if your listener likes to wear makeup to the gym, wear your makeup to the gym and then, you know, cleanse it off, you know, after your sweaty workout and have your shower and reapply. That is no issue and it's not going to increase breakouts.
I have another text in here, Katrina. My face is always so red after working out, even if it's not overexerting. Is this a good sign? Just normal?
Yes.
Says it can take a good while to calm down.
That's your blood pumping all over your body, distributing oxygen, nutrients, everything. This is a great thing about exercise, you know, and one of the reasons we're doing it is trying to really increase our heart rates, you know, improve our VO2 max, all of that. That's actually the most important predictor of longevity and health. So there are certain people, particularly people like me, I have rosacea, that if you're someone who has a ruddy complexion to begin with, your vessels in your especially in your face, your cheeks, nose, sometimes forehead and cheeks, will dilate much more easily, you know, with exercise, with heat, with coffee, with spicy foods. So you're somebody who's more prone to flushing with exercise. That has no detrimental effect and it will calm down. And don't avoid exercise because of that. If anything, just wear your tinted sunblock if you're running outside, if it's something that you're embarrassed about having a sort of red face. A good tinted sunblock will calm that down very, very nicely. There's one I love called Elta Clear Tinted. It's what I wear when I exercise outdoors and I think it's great.
What about swimming then? Swimming kind of can bring its own, you know, issues when it comes to our skin if we're swimming regularly in a pool full of chlorine. What do people need to remember?
So chlorine can have an effect on people who have sensitive or dry skin. And again, this isn't a reason not to do it. Personally, my son has mild eczema. And if he doesn't have a shower straight out of the pool, and I don't mean just water, I mean using a soap substitute as well. So something that will remove the chlorine from the surface of skin, it can be drying and it can exacerbate things. So a good trick is actually to put moisturizer on before you get in. Have your skin well lubricated before you get in, but when you get out, wash in the shower and make sure you wash all of your skin with the get the chlorine off your skin. A nice cheap and cheerful one is aqueous cream or baby aqueous cream. It's a soap substitute in that it's moisturizing your skin while you wash. So that's one I love for kids or adults. And then I think the other thing people can sometimes have irritation with is goggles. I get awful goggle marks. And again, that's just an irritant effect. But swimming is such a great exercise for our bodies. I wouldn't have anyone avoid it.
Someone has hit the dermatologist bat signal here on text. I often take wipes in my gym bag to remove my makeup after the workout as it's quicker. Are there specific wipes Katrina would recommend? My understanding is, Katrina, and I'm not a dermatologist, wipes are a no-go, or are they? Question mark.
So I would never say never. I'd much prefer somebody to use a gentle hydrating cleanser. With either a, you know, a cloth, like, I mean, as in, you know, a muslin cloth or cotton wool or whatnot to remove their makeup. If this person is a very busy person on the go, the wipes that I am okay with are water wipes. We in dermatology have had terrible problems with certain preservatives in other type of wipes. There's a few MCI and ones that were causing a huge amount of allergic contact dermatitis, especially when it came to nappy rashes in either babies or in older people. People have become sensitized to that preservative. So if you're going to use a wipe, use a water wipe.
Okay. What about runner's face then? I feel like I'm seeing a lot of coverage around this phenomenon of, you know, your skin and your face kind of changing because you're getting very into running, you're running a lot. What is it?
I have runner's face myself, but what it really is, and runner's face, I think people are what they're usually referring to is fat loss in certain compartments of the face because the way you hold it's losing your facial fat in certain compartments on the face. So sometimes the temples and then the parts of the cheeks that are near the nose can get a little bit thinner looking. So people can get a little bit more haggard. That's what they're referring to. And some people, now it's not in any way a, it doesn't, you know, running does not cause laxity of the skin. That's misinformation. If anything, exercise should help with the elasticity of the skin rather than make it worse. But sometimes people will get very subtle dermal fillers to disguise this. The other thing that I was talking about earlier is if someone's outside running a lot, it is the photo aging that they can get if they're not using a sunblock. So please use a sunblock when you're out running. Lots of sunblocks that are great and compatible with running and sweating that stop this from happening.
Yeah, wear SPF, please. Just, we're in Ireland. I know you think the sun's not there, but it is. It's always there. Katrina, exactly. We have another text related to swimming. I have psoriasis and it's flared a lot recently. The only thing I've been doing differently is swimming more. Can chlorine be a trigger? And does that mean I just can't go swimming until it calms, if it does at all?
No, so swimming isn't a trigger. What this person might be feeling is that their areas of psoriasis are drier. So moisturizing is key here. Swimming should not be a deterrent to, psoriasis should not stop you from swimming.
Okay. In terms of other kind of exercise options, you know, maybe they're not into the running, they're not into the strength training. What other maybe kind of lower intensity exercises can people look at if they are obviously wanting to exercise, but also they're wanting to kind of maintain their skin health?
Well, I don't think anything is going to upset their skin health, apart from if somebody gets, if they've very dry skin and get very dried out by chlorine. Every other type of exercise would be beneficial and good for people. Now, if what you're saying is that people don't particularly like running and you know, high intensity cardio, I think great type of exercise, especially for women of my age, perimenopausal, is things like Pilates and Reformer that really help strengthen your core and physical resistance in general. It's really important to start weight bearing as you get older and lifting weights. It's not just for, you know, our muscle mass is so important. It strengthens your bones. It has been shown to be really, really important again when it comes to your health span. And you know, I often will say to people the things that you, what you, the effort you put in your 40s and 50s, you get rewarded in your 70s and 80s. You want to be able to do things like carry your shopping, use your bathroom, you know, do all of these different things. So really, I think it's really important to invest now. Even if you're not a very sporty person, exercise pays off in dividends. More than any other healthy thing you can do. So really important for people to try and find something that suits them. Because if you like it, you'll keep doing it.
Absolutely. Is there anything we need to look out for in terms of the composition of our gym clothes to make sure that they're not potentially aggravating our skin?
Yeah, that's a really, really good point. Again, you know, that sweaty rash I talked to you about on people's back and chests and often under the breast is a place of friction and sweaty breakouts in women, is wearing things that are sweat absorbent so that you don't have sort of pools of sweat, you know, on you for all the time until you get into the shower. So that's really important. Another thing is just paying attention to headgear sometimes. So headbands, making sure that you're washing them, that it's not the same headband that goes on your head every time that gets chucked back into your gym bag. Helmets for cyclists, cleaning the inside, where it comes in contact with the face and the beginning of the scalp. Again, people can start getting breakouts there. I see that in younger kids sometimes if they're playing hurling and camogie too. They have comedone or blackhead type acne breakouts, very specific to their forehead. And it's not until I ask them, you're not playing camogie or hurling or cycling a lot? And they go, oh, yeah. And it's never occurred to them that it's a sort of an occlusive effect, that helmet sitting there over that amount of time, dirty helmet going on over and over, is causing the problem.
There you go. We got to mind our sweaty heads, guys. Consultant dermatologist, Professor Katrina Ryan. She's also with the Institute of Dermatologists. Thank you so much.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.